Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, a couple of dynamic folks in studio with us. So without further ado, let's get to them. But let's get to this guy first because he's the host. He's Lance O'Brien. It's go time. It's MediConnect, the inside connection.
We are in go time. Yep. Tuesday was the 1st of October, and we've been rocking and rolling since then. Tons of appointments this week over the phone, in person. And if you're listening today, we want to get you in as soon as we can. 888-818-6334. Got a big football game tomorrow night, though, right? We got to start talking about that a little bit.
That's what I hear. Yeah. That's what I hear. Can't wait.
It's tough for me. I'm a Cowboys fan that roots for the Steelers pretty much every week except for when they play the Cowboys. So.
That's why you have these two gentlemen here to escort you to the parking lot. You're just saying that.
Keep me safe. Yeah, it's great to have Paul Gill from Cigna and John Solvay from Cigna with us. We're going to be bringing him in second segment to talk about the plan offerings and everything that they're bringing to the market for this year. Excited about what they have to offer.
So let's begin. What do we need to know?
Well, as we've kind of been prefacing for the whole month, this is a year of change when it comes to Medicare, right? Like, there's significant changes as a result of the Inflation Reduction Act that was signed a few years back, and we're starting to see those realities where there's a cap on prescription costs of $2,000, where we're seeing, because of that cap, and we're seeing now some percentages on some of the tiering, a lot of changes in the drug plans, right? Or the drug coverage, and how that affects the person that maybe is on original Medicare with an independent prescription plan is the fact that now they don't have as many plans to choose from because there's a lot of additional cost, and a lot of people, unfortunately, if I can say it this way, have gotten out of that game. Just to give you a quick example, 2 years ago, 32 plans. Last year, 22. This year, there's 14 standalone prescription drug plans. So it tells you the shrinking. So if you're out there today, you're listening, you have a supplement or original Medicare and a standalone plan, these things are going to affect you. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan, there's also impact there. But there's an additional impact because as a result of that, carriers are actually, in order to pay for, if you will, Rob, those drawbacks and prescriptions, they're actually having to affect some of the ancillary or other benefits within their plan. So this is definitely a big year of change. We've had so many people calling in. Rob, I don't do appointments that much anymore. I did 3 plan reviews because our client experience department got so booked up this week that they asked if I could help them out. And one of the individuals, they were in the first camp that I just talked about. They have a standalone prescription drug plan. They were like, well, I had Aetna last year. I really want to go back to Aetna. I've got UHC now. We ran everything, and it actually came up that Cigna was the best option for them. So, like, what they were looking at and what they thought they wanted, and that's the thing. Like, we become, hey, what I had last year was better. I'm just going to go back to that. That's why it's important to review what's going on in your situation on a yearly basis.
You'll never know unless you ask.
You won't. You won't. And you know what? This is what I hate to say this, but this is what I think is going to happen. Even though we're sounding alarm bells, the sirens are going, we're trying to get as many people to actually look at and review their coverage if it's not a habit of them, of theirs, what they're going to do is they're going to go to their doctor in January, or they're going to go to the pharmacy in January, and they're going to be like, what the heck is this? Because they didn't take the time to read their ANOC, call MediConnect, review their coverage, and actually make sure that as they go into 2025, they're in the best situation for them.
We have a lot to get to on the program today, but just tell the folks who MediConnect is and why they need to plug in.
Yeah, I mean, this is our, I believe, our sixth or seventh year now on the radio. We started back when there was the consent decree challenge between Highmark and UPMC. We felt like there was a real lack of information out there about what was happening with that. So that's when we started the show, and our goal was really education, and that still remains our goal. We're based right out of Crafton. We have over 20 executives that help people on a regular basis. We have a call center. If you want to do all of your comparisons over the phone, you can come to our office. We'll come to your house. We can do it over Zoom. There's never a charge for our services. We work with all the major carriers. And our goal is not to tell you what plan to choose. Our goal is not to pressure you to change your coverage. Our goal is to educate you on what your options are so you can make the best decision for yourself and then have the support of our great team.
Yeah. And we have a chance to get the great carriers like these two gentlemen in here to talk about what they do. They're the professionals, and it's nice to be able to put a face with a name and a name with a face.
It absolutely is. And Rob, I think that is really important. We don't talk about it much anymore, but I mean, our approach is really unbiased. I mean, we're going to have Cigna here this week, excited to talk to Paul and John next week. We're going to have Highmark, then we're going to have UPMC, then we're going to have Aetna. It just shows that we really value these partners. Listen, their plan. Cigna's plans are definitely right and the best option for some people. We just need to find out who those people are, right? And the same thing could be said of the other carriers. So our goal is to really meet with everybody, do a thorough needs analysis, and then be able to make sure that they're getting positioned with the right plan for their life.
All right, so 888-818-6334. So tell the folks they can call today. We have our live advisors until noon, and they can set up an appointment, and they're absolutely free. So they call today, they set up an appointment. That is free, never a charge coming from you to MediConnect. They get paid by the carriers. Tell them what that first initial visit is all about.
Yeah, so if they call today, we actually beefed up our support staff. We have more people available to answer phones this morning just because we know what time of year it is. They'll call, ask them if they have any initial questions. Like I said, determine what their real need is, if they want to have an appointment, whether they want to have it a phone in person, and they'll get that process started. They'll get them on the calendar. And usually that review appointment lasts somewhere between 30 minutes to an hour, depending on that specific person's needs.
You know, what a lot of people don't realize, we were talking football, to make an analogy, that big game that everybody waits for first of the year, this is really a big game for you all every day for the next months. I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
Yeah, it's Super Bowl time, right? Like, it's time to get the chips on the table and see what's happening, right? You know, so, and again, in those three plan reviews, there was definitely people that needed to make moves. There was one couple that felt comfortable in the coverage that they currently had. And that's what we really want people to do. We want them to have confidence, whether that confidence leads them to need to make a change or that confidence solidifies that whatever changes are going on in the industry and in their individual plan, they're still in the best place for their situation.
You know, and what people need to understand, and we've been talking about this leading up to this time, that it's a different landscape out there this year. So if there was ever a time for you to really take a closer look, now is the time.
Well, Rob, everybody's on edge, right? They're on edge because of an election that's coming up, right? They're on edge because of their finances, and there's just a lot of uncertainty, right? You know, and there's some things that we can control, and there's some things that we can't control. And the things that we can control is making the choices around our health coverage. We can't control the rules that are made and the changes that our government does, but we can control the choices that we make. And that's where we just really want to help people. We launched our first webinar this past week. It went amazing. Got great feedback from that. We still got the seminars. Tons going on.
Why don't you run these seminars, and then we're going to take a break and come back. Go ahead.
Yeah, so because of all the changes this year, we're actually making a little bit of a pivot in how we're handling this fall. As you know, Rob, most of our seminars are generally for people new to Medicare, whether they're just turning 65 or they're getting ready to retire. We still have a bunch of those, but we're doing what we're calling a bunch of AEP seminars for people already on Medicare. So here are the AEP seminars. So if you're already on Medicare looking for a place to go and get a review in an educational setting, Tuesday, October 8th, we'll be at 50 North on Duff Road in Sewickley. On the 9th, we're going to be at 500 Commonwealth Drive in Warrendale. That's at 1 o'clock on Wednesday, October 9th as well. We're going to be at the Upper St. Clair Community Center at 6. On the 10th, we're going to be at the VFW. We love our veterans in Sharpsburg at 1 p.m. On Wednesday, the 16th, we're going to be at Lifespan in Imperial. On the 29th, we're going to be at the Sewickley Public Library at 6 o'clock. Also on the 29th, Baja Bar and Grill, Old Freeport Road in Fox Chapel. I don't know. That sounds like a fun one to go to. And on the 12th, we're going to be at the Mount Lebanon Municipal Building. I know I read them fast. Rob, if they go to the website and go to seminars, they're going to clearly be able to see. We made some changes to the website this week where they're going to clearly be able to see the AEP ones, which would be the review over 65, and they'll be able to see the educational ones.
Yeah, and you can reserve your space. Space is limited. These are free seminars, so you're going to want to do it sooner than later. MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on that seminars tab or call 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Paul and John, both Cigna, here next on KDKA.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, back. Lance O'Brien is here. So what do you want to do before we get these gentlemen on the air?
Yeah, so again, I just think it's important, you know, having Cigna here today, they have some great stuff that they're doing in the market, and we really want them to be able to do that, just like we do with all the carriers. We believe this is a great format for them to be able to position what they're doing, where our people over the next month are going to be able to hear some of the options that are out there. Before I introduce them and we start really talking about what they have to do, because of Medicare rules, there's a statement I need to read verbatim, word for word, which I don't like reading stuff word for word, but I want to make sure that we stay compliant. So here we go. MediConnect does not offer every plan available in your area. MediConnect works with 9 organizations, which offer 191 plans. That's a lot of plans, Rob, in the region. For a full listing of all available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE or Medicare.gov. MediConnect is not affiliated or endorsed by the federal government, CMS, or HHS. So we got that out of the way. Paul, how you doing?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Paul is a sales director for Cigna Medicare for the PA and the Mid-Atlantic region. You've been with Cigna for a while, right?
15 years, 20 in Medicare and 35 in healthcare and insurance. So
yeah, I got a little bit of experience.
I got some gray hairs, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I always think if somebody's been somewhere for a while, the company's doing something right and they believe in the mission, right? Because that's why they're staying there. And we also have John Solvay, who's the broker manager, works great with our team for Western PA. And you've been with Cigna for a while as well.
Good morning, Lance. And actually, yeah, 12 years this month. That'll be my anniversary.
Yeah, congratulations, so man. Yeah. Very, very excited. We love working with Paul and John, and we're excited. I know that you guys have been in the market now for a few years. I want you to be able to talk about that in a few minutes. But Cigna is a household name nationally when it comes to Medigap, Medicare, Advantage, PDP, and even ancillary dental products, things of that nature. And then you entered the Western PA market Three years ago. So what do you want listeners to know about Cigna?
Well, I look at Cigna as one of those companies that if it's not in your wallet, you need to know how big and how strong they actually are, not just in the products, but the history, which is kind of rich. They're, of course, they're a Fortune 500 company. They're 15th on Fortune 500. Forbes Global 2000 companies, they're 68th. So, I mean, there's nothing to sneeze at there. They're a strong, solid company run by some really phenomenal people. And then you have like 72,000 employees that they employ, and they're staying where they are basically because of the culture. It develops people in a long-term fashion. So you have a lot of history, a lot of experience, folks that can contribute year after year. And then their history goes back, believe it or not, to 1792.
That's a ways.
A little bit. So, but the Cigna name is actually the collection of INA, which is Insurance of North America, and then Connecticut General, which eventually became, one of them became Chubb, but the Insurance of North America wrote the first insurance policy in the country, and they're the oldest stock-owned company, and they insured cargo going to other countries back in the day, and the first policy was written in Independence Hall. So,
wow,
strong, long history, and as just the evolution is, a company that folks can count on.
Yeah, and I think that's really important to know. But as you know, right, and I know, this isn't, Western PA is not always the easiest market to break into, right? Because we do have some pretty strong regional carriers. We have some other national carriers. But again, I'm pretty excited, you know, about what Cigna is bringing. And where do you see, and this can be for John or Paul, where do you see Cigna going this year in Western PA?
John, it's your market. I'll let you take it over, pal.
See, I think really, and you'll see as our approach as we talk a little bit further here, we're really trying to get back to the core of what we're doing and focusing on the health benefits themselves, getting back to giving a sense of security, which is what our seniors need, especially in the times right now with a little bit of challenging economy. We're not investing so much into the extras, but the core to give you a very secure sense of protection. And you'll see it as we talk about our max out-of-pockets and our co-pays here in a moment. So a lot of exciting things to come.
Yeah, that's awesome and exciting. So let's jump into it today. What should seniors be looking for this AAP? What should they have their eyes on?
I look at the ancillary benefits are nice to haves, and like John was saying, having a little extra help with over the counter items, groceries, whatever. A lot of companies are starting to pull back from that. And you mentioned earlier the ANOC letter, and a lot of folks. I used to make this joke, and it's really not a joke. They get that package in the beginning of the year, and it's still sealed and in the top drawer of their china closet or whatever they keep important papers. This year, that's a big no-no. In the past, plans may have changed slightly, so really not a whole lot to look at. Not this year, as you mentioned. They really needed to open that up, and they're either going to see significant number changes in the benefits they're going to get, or they're going to see multiple items that are changed. Either way, you need to call MediConnect and find out if you're still in the right plan.
Yeah, it's like I kind of want to scream fire, 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 right? And it's not because we're trying to create fear or make anyone afraid. That's not it at all. It's just we're really more concerned about people kind of doing business status quo and kind of sticking their head in the sand. This is not the year. I mean, I am afraid that people are going to get to January and not have reviewed things. And when they go to the doctor for the first time or they show up at the pharmacy for the first time, that they're going to have some major sticker shock. And that's what we're really trying to help people avoid. Before we jump into a couple other things, if you're a regular listener and you're like, where's the trivia question? I want you to listen very, very carefully to what Cigna has to say today, because the trivia question is going to be based off of something we talk about specifically related to Cigna. So very important to keep your ears locked in. So that being said, give us a few nuggets that our audience would want to know about what Cigna is bringing to market this year.
First and foremost, I think you're capping your risk. We're really looking at a low max out of pocket this year. I know that can be something that it can be a daunting.
So let's stop there for a minute. John, what's a max out of pocket?
That is the maximum that you are responsible for your Medicare A and B related expenses. We'll talk about drugs, which I have some great information about that as well too. But you know, when you go to the hospital, when you're going to your specialist, when you're going to your PCP, these are the max risk that you're going to spend. And before I let the cat out of the bag, did you want to say anything else regarding the number that I'm about to put out there?
Well, so Medicare allows the max out-of-pocket on an HMO to be as much as $8,300, right? So what that means is if somebody has a really, really bad health year and they have to go and maybe they get cancer and they need chemo or they have multiple hospital stays, once all those bills add up to $8,300, then they don't have to pay anything else for that calendar year. So I want people to really understand what this max out-of-pocket is, right? A lot of the plans live in the neighborhood of $5,000 or $6,000 on their max out-of-pocket. So talk to me about your two HMOs. I know you have a zero premium and a $20 HMO this year.
Yeah, so we'll start first with the $20 premium plan. That risk that Lance was just referencing is maxed out at $1,250 on our 20.
Can you say that again?
Again, I repeat, not $12,000, $1,250 max out of pocket on our $20 HMO. We also have a zero premium HMO that has a $2,200 max out of pocket.
So let's talk about this in real language. Sure. Let's just use the cancer illustration because I think it's an easy one for people to understand. I get diagnosed with cancer and I need to go and have chemo treatments. I didn't get a Medicare supplement when I first went on to Medicare and I can't medically qualify for that now, right? Or say I have a heart attack or something like that or a stroke and I just need ongoing care. Once my bills on that $20 HMO reach $1,250 for Part A, which is the inpatient services, and Part B, the outpatient services, I don't pay anything else out of pocket for the rest of the year?
That is correct. Your bill is zero moving forward.
That's pretty incredible.
I think that's hard for folks to understand, and it's not necessarily something that some agents describe as well as you did.
Thank
and they
you.
Might even use an acronym and say, oh, your MOOP is $1,250, and that might go right over everybody's head. But when you explain what MOOP stands for and then go deeper to say, here's an example of what I'm talking about, now it's impactful. Now everybody that's sitting at the table going, wait a minute, how can that be? And under circumstances, that's something that goes right to the heart of what Cigna does, which is the core benefits being what we lean into, not all the extras. There's extras in the plan just to make sure we have a little bit to give you. But it's really the core benefits that we're leaning into heavily.
Well, let's talk a little bit more because people will hear, you know, the max out of pocket is $1,250 or $2,200, and they're like, well, what are the copays like? Well, I've looked at the plans, and let's just give a few more benefits on the $20 plan.
Yeah, and I do want to stress these plans are in Allegheny, Armstrong, Beaver, Butler, Clarion, Lawrence, Washington, and Westmoreland County, so not just for Allegheny County. But on the $20 plan, if you happen to go to the hospital, it's a flat stay. You do not have to pay a per day rate on it, and it's only $250. Cigna was able to actually improve year over year to reduce that down from $300 down to $250. On the plan that's the $2,200 max out of pocket, the zero premium, it is a per day rate, but we kept ours at days 1 through 5, which again was able to help lower your risk. And it's only $115 per day. So again, very low rate on a per hospital day stay.
Yeah, and primary care, zero on both plans,
$0 for primary care specialists is $25.
Yeah, so I think the big thing that I want to say from my perspective as somebody who works with a lot of individuals out there is, again, maybe you've had some health changes, some diagnosis, you're concerned, you can't qualify now for anything that a med sup might offer you. I think Cigna is something that you really would want to consider this year. And we're going to get into more details about the network and some of the additional benefits in the next segment.
All right, but again, let's roll through these very unique seminars we're having. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we got seminars on the 8th. We're going to be at 50 North on 249 Duff Road in Sewickley. The 9th, two locations, Commonwealth Drive in Warrendale, Upper St. Clair Community Center. We're going to be on the 10th, the VFW in Sharpsburg, the 16th, Lifespan. We love Lifespan and the work that they do in Imperial. On the 29th, we're going to be at the Sewickley Public Library. Also on the 29th, we're going to be at the Baja Bar and Grill in Fox Chapel. And then Mount Lebanon Municipal Building on November 12th. Full listing with times, because they're not all at 6 o'clock like our normal seminars. Full times and listings
already
on the
website. Already enrolled, too, right?
Already enrolled, yes. And we, yeah. You got it.
All right. So what you need to do if you want to get and be a part of these seminars, they are free, but you got to register, 888-818-6334. And while you're at it, if you haven't, set up an appointment with the folks at MediConnect. And remember, it's absolutely free. We have those live advisors standing by until noon. You can also register for these already enrolled seminars that he just mentioned, people already enrolled in Medicare, by going to MediConnectInsurance.com and clicking on the seminars tab. We'll be back. Paul, John, and that man, Lance O'Brien, and me. This is the Inside Connection, MediConnect on KDKA.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, back to the Inside Connection. MediConnect, it is go time on the launching pad, liftoff, that enrollment period that we wait for. And we've got two of the best, John and Paul, representing Cigna in the building. Here is Lance O'Brien. Lance.
Yeah, so a lot to still get to, but just want to remember in the last segment, we talked about how Cigna's approach this year is really getting back to core health and medical benefits. That $1,250 MOOP on their $20 HMO, the $2,200 MOOP on their zero HMO. They're really giving people a sense of security should they have health issues. But I know you guys also had a different approach when it came to the prescriptions. As we've talked about over and over for the last month for people that are regular listeners, there was going to be significant changes to how Part D drugs were covered, and that a lot of the companies were going to percentages on Tier 3, Tier 4, and Tier 5, where it used to just be a percentage on Tier 5. How is Cigna approaching that for 2025?
Back to our root of simple, affordable, predictable. So we are flat co-payments for Tiers 1 all the way to, through Tier 4. There is a percentage on Tier 5. But also there's no Part D, like drug deductible in our plans either. So very simplistic. You know, if I'm taking a Tier 3 drug, I'm paying what I'm paying. If I'm taking a Tier 4 drug, I'm paying $100. I'm paying $45 on a Tier 3. No mystery to that. We're trying to keep it simple for everybody.
How different from that is what's happening in the rest of the industry here in Western PA?
I believe a lot of the folks are going to be paying percentages now for 3 all the way through 5. And on certain plans, they'll have a $590 deductible on those tiers. And again, zero Part D deductible with Cigna.
Yeah, and I think it's important to say this for the people that are listening. What does that actually mean for me? So if you have a drug deductible on a Tier 3, that deductible is what you pay before the company pays anything. So what it means is you're going to have more upfront out-of-pocket costs when you go and pick up your prescriptions at the beginning of the year. Where with a plan that doesn't have a drug deductible, right, that means you're just going to pay your copay to start the year. There could be a significant difference. And I can just say, Rob, I know I had done 3 plan reviews and I've done a lot of other things that I've been looking at. And Cigna's prescription coverage as far as their formulary, that's the list of drugs that's covered, and the tiering where they put those drugs has been very robust and attractive in what we've seen so far. So anything else about the drug coverage you want people to know?
I think only the fact that a lot of people that sell Medicare might be talking about deductibles and percentages as commonplace, and that's maybe the only options out there, and that's not the case. So I think we stand out in the fact we don't have a deductible, we're going with flat copays, but since everybody is not able to do that, they might be making it more commonplace. And the thing is, if you have four or five. I've been in houses where folks bring me a Tupperware full of prescription drugs. You probably have too. And it's one of those things where it's like, wow, we really need to dig deep and see how much we can save this person. And I think it's important for us to be able to offer the best option there, because if you don't stay on your meds, what happens? You get sick. And then when you get sick, you're in the hospital. And that's too late at that point. So we want to be proactive, make sure people know the options, keep them healthy. And then if they do go in the hospital, you know, we've got good coverages there too. So I think we've covered all the bases.
Yeah. So the industry is zigging a little bit this year. And it seems like to me that Cigna zagging, if you will, where we're seeing some of the moops maybe go up a little bit, some of the drug formularies adding that deductible, adding that coinsurance. You guys are zagging. Why are you zagging?
Well, part of our approach is we keep things in-house. We're able to manage it really well. Our pharmaceutical benefits are through Express Scripts, which is actually owned by Cigna. A lot of competitors actually use us or use other vendors and middleman, if you want to use it that way. We're able to control the cost and really focus on that and really not go so much into things that aren't as important as the core benefits for our customers. And that's why we're pivoting to security this year.
Yeah. And I think John and Paul will appreciate me saying this. And in this show today, we're not saying that everybody in Western PA should be on a Cigna Medicare Advantage plan, right? We're not saying everybody should be on a Cigna PDP. But what we are saying is there are some really good things that you guys are doing this year that people should pick up the phone and say, man, I wonder how Cigna would cover my drugs. I wonder how Cigna would cover my medical situation. I think that that's something that people really want to take a good look at what Cigna's bringing to market this year.
And this isn't magic, right? This is a lot of folks working behind the scenes within Cigna, their clinical team and their nurses, the partners that we have in the community to make sure that we keep folks on a healthy path. And when we talk about some of our ancillary benefits and things that we give away, there's a method to our madness, and hopefully everybody will get that when we explain how we give away some of our extra benefits and ancillary benefits. And when we get into that, it's basically trying to keep folks healthy and all of the folks involved, from the way we sell it, the way we train agents, the way our clinical team engages folks, the doctors and the partners that we have. If we can keep you healthy, then we can keep the cost of the plan under control. We're not giving away shiny little benefits here and there, but the core benefits are what we're focused on. Then we can control the cost. So it's not magic, right?
Right.
It's just about hard work and doing the right things for the folks that need it the most.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good way of saying it, that, Rob, what Cigna's really bringing to market, or what they've been building in the market, is a strong medical coverage with prescription coverage that can really be helpful for a lot of people. So it's that time of the day where we want to jump into the trivia question. So for our people that really get excited about that, we do have the $15 gas card that we want to be able to give away today. Cigna has a $20. Here's the trivia question. Cigna has a $20 HMO plan this year with a max out of pocket that is the lowest in the market. How much is the max out of pocket on that plan?
Listen, I even know this answer, and I don't have to look
man,
at the script
because
it jumped out. It really did jump out. But if you think you know what it is, 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. And look, yeah, a little biased, because when you hear something like that and you're 67 years of age and you're on the verge of slamming the door shut, I mean, that's going to really prevent peace of mind like no other peace of mind as you roll through. And it's also going to make you, when there's something wrong, I'm going to go to the doctors because I'm all good.
Yeah, because I know the worst that could happen is
right.
X. And here's the, I think one of the things that people really wrestle with is when people get sick, there's a fear around the sickness itself, but then there's a secondary fear around the cost.
Listen, with all due respect, young man, when you get to be older and you've got all your ducks in a row and you're just waiting to live your life that you've worked decades, round the clock, 24/7, 365 days a year, cost matters.
Yeah. I appreciate you stroking my ego by calling me a
well,
young
you are.
Man, too.
So. There's a big, I could leap tall buildings in a single bound when I was your age. But when you move a little slower and you get a little older, every little ache and pain, you think, well, do I really want to go pay what it's going to cost me to get this done? Even like, you know, running into an emergency room or whatever. But what they're offering, there's a clear choice. I'm going to the emergency room because I know, as you said, the worst that could happen, we're looking at the number that hopefully somebody's going to know and call in.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's really a comfort. And we talked a lot about that. And before we go to break here in a few minutes, and when we come back, I do want to talk about the ancillary benefits that you guys are offering. I think a lot of people out there are wondering, well, what's the network like? Can I go and see the doctors that I want to see? And we're going to talk about that in the next segment. But I do want you guys to talk a little bit about your model of care, things that you do that help people stay healthy. I know there's some specific things that you guys are big on.
Yeah, I think, and we have some built-in things like hearing, vision, transportation. They've all become standard for most of the Medicare Advantage plans. And if depending on what you need, we have a rate plan that has it in there. And then they've added other things in the past that became more popular than the healthcare core benefits, which been doing as long as I have, to me, is a little disturbing, right? It's almost like candy, and I don't want to lure you to something based on the candy. I want to get you into a plan based on your health needs. So we have to have a little bit of those things in there, but one of the things that I think we do different is we have a Healthy Today card, and that can be used for over-the-counter items or healthy foods, but we have 8 or 9 different health services or preventative care diagnosis, things that you can do. And each time you do one of those, we add dollars to that card.
So awesome.
You guys have all had an allowance, I guess, growing up, right?
Yep.
Some of it was based on cleaning up your room, making your bed, maybe doing some chores.
Mine was $3 a week. Okay.
And Rob, yours?
I didn't get the memo. My dad, man, you had to really do a whole lot to get a quarter off the counter to go get an ice cream, but it's all good. It worked out.
There you go.
My dad got 7 cents out of every nickel anyway. But I mean, this is the kind of thing where I think if we give an incentive for you to do the right things, we're creating good habits, which was the whole point of doing chores and everything as a youngster, right? Creating good habits. And we're trying to influence folks to do those things on a regular basis. I've had a couple of preventative tests, and now I'm on top of a couple things that if I didn't have them done, I wouldn't even be aware of because I feel fine. But now I know.
Yeah. So, Paul, just for our listening audience, and you can correct me if I'm not stating this correctly, someone goes and they get their annual wellness visit. They go and they get their colorectal exam, mammogram. Yep. All of those preventative things that Medicare covers. Each time they do that, if they're on the Cigna plan, they're going to have a certain amount of money that's going to be added to a card, and then they can turn around and use that to buy things over the counter, healthy food, things of that nature. Am I understanding that correctly?
You got it 100% correct. And for a guy that's been selling Medicare for a long time, I should be better at this. I'm trying to convince my mother-in-law who lives with me, she's 82, that you need to get on a Medicare Advantage plan. You're spending too much money on that old plan that you have. And now she comes home, look what I got at the store over the counter, and she couldn't be happier. So it means a lot to folks to be able to do that. We just want to give them a bigger benefit health-wise other than just giving them away, you know, Pepto-Bismol or toothpaste or whatever.
You realize what you do for MediConnect for us, and that is getting word out about what we've been talking about here. You can't do that in a 30-second ad. You can't do it in a 60. You can't do it even in a print ad. But the conversation that you are having today, while people are enjoying their cup of coffee, they're realizing that there is hope out there. Because a lot of people are going over what I've gone over many times as I'm getting to this point in my life. How am I going to do X, Y, and Z? And for what they're offering, which is part of our trivia question, and I think we have a winner, but I'm just going to tell you right now, that's something that everybody should look into.
They should. And Rob, I'm just really passionate about people understanding this, right? Because I think that there is a lot of misinformation out there. There's even, with all the misinformation, there's a lack of information, right? And I want people to understand what a deductible is, what a max out-of-pocket is, how it works, what their formulary is. Like, all of that is so important so that, again, they can have 100% confidence in their coverage so they can enjoy their retirement regardless of what their station or status or situation is in life. So,
all right, again, if you really want to find out more about what they do, you're going to want to go to these already enrolled seminars. Please run those for them, will you?
Yeah, so October 8th, 50 North, 249 Duff Road in Sewickley. On the 9th, we're going to be at 500 Commonwealth Drive up in Warrendale. Also on the 9th, we're going to be at Upper St. Clair Community Center. The 10th, VFW in Sharpsburg. The 16th, Lifespan in Imperial. The 29th, we're going to be at Sewickley Public Library. Also on the 29th, Baja Bar and Grill on Old Freeport Road in Fox Chapel. And then on the 12th of November, Mount Lib in a municipal building. And again, if you're already on Medicare, looking to get an in-depth place where you can ask questions and talk about some of the updates, that's what these seminars are for.
All right, 888-818-6334. You can get those reservations in. They are free, but they'll fill up quickly, especially this time of year. 888-818-6334. Those advisors until noon. MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. And Forrest of Carnegie had the correct answer, please, if you will.
Well, first of all, Forrest, thanks for listening today. Cigna has an HMO for 2025, $20 monthly premium with a $1,250 max out-of-pocket for Part A and B services.
And Forrest can see the forest through the trees.
Absolutely. He knows. Get that gift card out. We're glad he was listening and heard that. It's important information.
He can go to the get-go right there in Carnegie.
There he can.
All right, we'll take a short break. We'll be back. Stay with us.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, back to Lance O'Brien and more of MediConnect. Lance.
Yeah, it's been great to have Paul and John with Cigna here with us today, just sharing what the offerings that they have this coming year. Shout out to Forrest again and Carnegie for getting today's trivia question correct. The max out-of-pocket on their $20 premium HMO plan this year is going to be $1,250. Definitely very attractive for people to know about. We've spent a lot of time today talking about how you guys are going back to Cigna's roots with the core benefits, really focusing on making sure that people's medical scenarios and keeping them healthy is taken care of. You've got that card that they can get money put on it as they're doing their preventatives. I think a lot of really good things around the medical aspect of what Cigna's doing. But you also do provide some really good support when it comes to the ancillary benefits. And what I mean by that is the dental, the vision, the hearing, the other things that Medicare doesn't normally cover, but we see in the advanced plans. Can you guys just talk to us a little bit about some of the additional benefits that you have in your plans?
Yeah, absolutely. And on the HMO plans, you know, there's $0 preventative treatment for dental. If you have to have any really comprehensive, intense work on the dental side, flat copayments, so you don't have any mystery of having to figure out how much it is, you can budget for it. It's a flat copayment. Even, I know we're talking about our HMO so much, we do have PPO plans. I don't want everybody to think that we don't have them at all. I have some attractive plans that have dental allowances on those as well, too. To hit vision, yes, we have $250 allowance for eyewear on our plans, so you can still get glasses, get a $0 eye exam as well, too. You know, there's definitely some attractive benefits in on the hearing aids as well, too. There's a nice, predictable, kind of same line Cigna always does. Simplistic. It's a flat copayment structure. If you need a hearing aid, you know how much you're going to pay. And there's multiple levels from economy all the way up to the advanced Cadillac level of hearing aids. So those are on all of our plans.
And Paul, I know you had talked before the show. We were just kind of, you know, catching up, game planning a little bit for what we were going to talk about today. I think you said 91 of... Can you repeat what you told me before the show?
Sure. So I tell folks on the HMO plans, it's Cigna's network. We're using our dentist, so we're able to put a fee schedule together so we know exactly how much those items will cost. 91 of the 150-plus dental benefits are mostly preventative and maintaining your teeth. So if you're taking good care of yourself and you want to continue to do that, 91 of the benefits are zero copay. So I tell folks, you know, clean it, fill it, cap it, pull it. They're the basic needs, right, that almost all of us have to go through. Zero copay for those items. So it's a really good opportunity. Now, if you're beyond that, say you have some other issues that are a little bit more complicated, say beyond preventative care, the PPOs have an allowance. So the largest is, what, $5,000 dental allowance on our PPO. We suggest you pick the PPO plan with the agent you're talking to. Make sure that your core benefits are still covered. But if dental is a big concern for you, $5,000 should just about do it.
Yeah, and just for everybody listening out there, HMO is a health maintenance organization. You have to use the doctors that are in network. You can only go out of network in an emergency situation.
It's not a dirty word, folks.
It's not. I mean, there's a lot of great HMO plans out there. And then a PPO is a preferred provider organization. That just gives you the flexibility to go out of network. Generally, there's a little bit of an upgraded cost depending on the plan. But again, we've talked today about medical benefits, the max out of pocket, some of your most common copays around hospital, physicians. We've talked about how you've zagged on the drug coverage where a lot of the companies are putting out a deductible on tier 3 to 5 and they're doing percentages. And we can talk about all these benefits all day long, but if you can't see the people you want to see, then the benefits, because we do, the way we run our formularies or the way we run our appointments, we always start with prescriptions, right? Because that's kind of the great separation. Then we talk about physicians being able to see them. Once we know the prescriptions are covered well and the physicians are in network, then we start talking about plan benefits. Well, this show we talked about plan benefits, but I think it's really important to know for all of our listeners, John, talk about your network.
Yeah, because the benefits can be fantastic, but if you can't go to the doctor or hospital you want to go to, what good is it? Well, with Cigna, we have UPMC in network. We have Allegheny Health Network, AHN in network. Just to name some of the independents, we have St. Clair, we have what used to be called Accela, which is now Independence, but we have all the independent hospitals.
Heritage Valley.
One thing I will say, we always want to say what's great, and there's one we don't have, just to be honest. We don't have Armstrong Hospital at this moment right now, but everything else in the area we have, so you have choice.
Yeah, so somebody who enrolls in a Cigna Medicare Advantage plan, they could go to pretty much any hospital in Western PA except for Armstrong.
Correct.
We could say it that way, right?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, so the access is there to back up the benefits, the MOOP, the max out of pocket. So again, I think there's some really good offerings. And again, I just want to be as clear as I can be. This week we have Cigna on. Next week we're going to have Highmark with us. Then we're going to have Aetna, and then we're going to have UPMC, sorry. And then the last month, the week of the month, we're going to have Aetna. And there's a reason we do this. I want you to know what Cigna has to offer. You should know. You should have somebody that's presenting all of your options to you that you might not readily go to. Again, just being as blunt and as honest as I can be today, we live in an area where we grew up and we either had Highmark all of our life or UPMC, and those are great hospital health systems. They have good medical coverage. But there are other options out there that for some people in our town, I have no doubt, Cigna would be the right option for them, but they're not going to know unless they actually pick up the phone, call, set up an appointment, review all their options, and then at the end of the day, they make the decision of where they want to go with their health care.
Yeah, and if you're listening right now and you want to set up an appointment and just say, I want to make sure that you talk to me about what we've talked about today, you can do that.
They can. Got live advisors till noon today. We will have people on standby over the whole weekend this time of year. So again, we're here to make sure that you make the call that you need to make so you can have the peace of mind and confidence that you need to have going into 2025. Listen, there's a lot of other things happening in our world right now that can create some chaos for us. We shouldn't let our healthcare be in that same conversation.
All right, let's give Paul and John a couple of moments to say just some closing comments. You first. Go ahead.
So I just want to thank, Lance and the folks at MediConnect, Lauren, she's one of my favorites. We worked together before at other companies. This is a great forum and an opportunity, not just for us to get the word out, but I think for seniors or anybody that's in the Medicare space to get good information, refer someplace if you have questions like MediConnect, and just lay out there exactly what you need. The way you describe what you do, I'm from the old school, I call consultative selling, right?
Yep.
And it's basically you just telling me everything I need to know about you, and it pares it down to just a couple good choices that based on what you told me, here's what they are. Now, some of the names that you see when you pare down what you're telling me you need are names that you haven't had in your wallet before. That doesn't mean you jump back to what you're used to. These are the things they're going to give you that you say you need.
Right.
And you just have the tools and the people to help them do it. So I hope folks give you the opportunity to do that for them and then give them a real choice that'll protect them across the board in all the things they need, not just a couple or just a name that they're used to having.
All right, John, we got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Rob and KDK, thank you. And Lance, again, appreciate it as always. But yeah, I really appreciate the approach that you guys take. I'm really happy with the partnership. What's best for the client? You're not force feeding one particular carrier. You actually are sitting down. Every agent I ever speak with that works with MediConnect, always, I am doing what's best for my client. They don't care about what company it is. They care about what's best for the client. So
we appreciate that
opportunity to partner with you.
All right, you want to do those seminars real quick?
Yeah, what I'll say about the seminars is we didn't announce any educational seminars. We do still have educational seminars going on. I just didn't want to create confusion. So if you're new to Medicare in the next 12 months, if you want an AAP review, go to the website, MediConnectInsurance.com, seminars tab. The full listing is there, or you can call 888-818-6334, and the agent that answers will get you directed to the right seminar.
All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Hey, thanks, Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, stay tuned. News coming up next.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.